Hello, everyone, and welcome to Food Safety Matters, the podcast for food safety professionals. I'm Stacey Atchison, publisher of Food Safety Magazine, and I want to thank you for joining us for another special bonus episode. Today, we have an extremely interesting discussion about blockchain, one of the hottest topics in business technology. The buzzword blockchain has generated significant interest and questions throughout the world of supply chain because of its supposed ability to solve a variety of different problems. Today, Food Safety Matters will explore some of the facts, the fiction, and the future of blockchain and its potential application within the food industry. Food Safety Magazine's editorial director, Barbara Van Renterham, will be speaking with Katie Jones and Charles Irizarry of FoodLogic. Katie Jones is the chief marketing officer at FoodLogic. She holds a bachelor's degree in journalism and mass communication from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and a master's degree in data marketing communications from West Virginia University. Charles Irizarry is the chief technology officer at FoodLogic. Charles oversees technology efforts and core company building activities at FoodLogic. His experience includes managing sophisticated multidisciplinary technology teams, having launched over 20 different platforms and products across multiple businesses and industries. With a background in distributed computing systems and cloud-based software architectures, Charles is currently focused on innovation in the areas of natural language processing, machine learning, and real-time computational networks. He has a bachelor's degree from Florida International University in business management and marketing. FoodLogic, together with a select group of customers, recently announced the launch of a blockchain pilot. Ag Biome Innovations, Subway Independent Purchasing Cooperative, Testo, Tyson Foods, and others are participating with FoodLogic to test the application of blockchain to raise transparency within their own supply chains. This is a great discussion and very timely. As Barbara points out, blockchain was a big topic at GFSI's Global Food Safety Conference in Tokyo this year, and we know many of you have questions about what it is and how it can help your business produce a safer product and be more efficient.
Hi, Katie and Charles. It's great to have you on the podcast today.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you for having us.
Now, before we get into the details of blockchain and what it does, Charles, could you give us a little bit of history about this concept and what were the drivers behind blockchain's creation?
Sure. So in around 2008, a Satoshi Nakamoto, which is a name used for either a person or persons who developed Bitcoin, wrote a white paper about Bitcoin, which was a form of electronic cash. It was offered to the open source community in 2009 and touted as the answer to digital trust because it records important information in a public space and doesn't allow anyone to remove it. A way to think about it is blockchain is to Bitcoin the way that the internet is to email. It's basically a distributed network that is open source, on which you can build applications on top of. Bitcoin is an example of that. So one important thing is that Bitcoin is not the same thing as blockchain. And around 2014, many people began to realize that blockchain could be used for many different use cases beyond cryptocurrency. And they began exploring how they could use it and where they could use it. An example of that today is what we're looking into it for in the food supply chain.
So Charles, in layman's terms, what exactly is blockchain and what does it help a food company do, for example?
Blockchain has evolved into an emerging technology that offers a way for companies to transact with each other and move assets around in a very secure, immutable manner. What makes blockchain unique is that it is shared. It's a permanent ledger that records all the correct transactions in a chronological order, and those transactions cannot be altered or deleted. This provides security through transparency. It's a very important term to remember. For a true blockchain experience, the technical working networking architecture has to be decentralized. This means that instead of having one server or a central set of servers located in a data center somewhere, the blockchain is decentralized among many thousands of computers. All of those computers work in orchestration to validate data and transactions. keeping all records up to date. The benefit is a clear history of events, or the one truth. In essence, it's designed to be the ultimate in traceability.
I see how that is, you know, quite essential for keeping track of where products are in the food chain. So, Katie, there's been a lot of hype about blockchain. I first heard about it at the Global Food Safety Conference in Tokyo. And numerous companies have invested a lot of time and money into this technology. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, certainly. I think you go to any conference these days and there's a keynote or they're adding. I was recently at a conference this week where they had an all conference session and then, quote, added a dash of blockchain. So there's certainly so much momentum around it. We're seeing a lot of need in the industry for education. I think there's a lot of questions about what it is. And that's what at FoodLogic, we're really trying to help companies understand what it isn't. But I think also more importantly, what it isn't. And I think virtually everyone has really heard this claim that blockchain will revolutionize business and really redefine companies and economies. But the truth is really it's at its infantile stage in the food supply chain. And a lot of companies, I think, are really jumping in before they really understand the use case. And that's what we're really trying to help companies navigate here at FoodLogic. I think that there's a ton of potential and really helping companies see how not only that can they better trace their supply chains just with good data standards and good information, blockchain on top of that. But we're really looking to really work with companies to, before they jump into blockchain pilots, better understanding their business problems and really better understanding whether or not blockchain would be a fit for them. And just last week, actually, we announced our FoodLogic blockchain pilot, and we'll be doing just that with some really great partners and customers.
That's terrific. So can you go on to describe, Katie, what blockchain might look like in the food industry today?
Yeah, so I think that you know, as Charles mentioned, when you take those blocks of data and then putting them in this environment that is immutable, that is unchangeable, I think that's where you really see the power of what this could be. And that's when you're really elevating the level of trust in the data. But again, as I mentioned, the reality is that blockchain is not yet a proven solution in the food industry, but holds a tremendous amount of promise and the potential of what it could open up in transparency across the food chain. There are definitely a couple of proof of concepts out there that exist today. I think we've seen a lot of media around those proof of concepts, but the majority of those are not what would be referred to as a public blockchain. They're more of an enterprise blockchain. And I think that's what the industry is still trying to navigate. And in fact, many are considered what I think Charles would refer to as a permission blockchain. And really to date, the vast majority of those blockchain applications launched in the food industry specifically are permission-based. And as an industry, we're really trying to work together with organizations like GS1 and the Produce Marketing Association to really help drive what the standard should look like in the food industry. And I don't believe that it will be a single blockchain solution. I think we're going to need solution providers, industry associations, and the likes really working together to figure out what this is going to look like in the food industry. I think, unfortunately, what we've seen is that there have been many articles written about blockchain that have really overhyped it as a light switch solution, that just getting blockchain is going to immediately help you achieve traceability. And that's just really not an accurate depiction of what it actually takes to implement traceability, and not only implement traceability, but implement traceability based in good quality standardized data. And as we've announced our FoodLogic blockchain pilot, we will be basing our blockchain solution into GS1 standards, which is really the pinnacle for data standardization for traceability, and where our partners that are actively implementing traceability today, basing that in GS1 standards. And I think, you know, we would be remiss to talk about, you know, a blockchain solution being successful without mentioning that it really is, it's a lot of work. And I think that anyone that is looking towards blockchain as an easy solution may not fully understand what the undertaking is. And I want to make sure that I think we're seeing a lot of what I would refer to as newsjacking. There's a lot of, let's change our name to blockchain because there's so much, you know, interest, and there's so much interest from, you know, the investment community. And I think it's tempting to really just jump all in without fully understanding what it's actually going to take to do it. And at FoodLogic, we've had over 10 years of experience implementing and understanding exactly what goes into traceability. And I think that we're really well suited to take that next step, obviously, and then to be a seat at the table in defining what this blockchain solution in the food industry is going to look like.
So, Charles, if we turn back to you for a minute. What are the benefits that you think blockchain could have for the food industry?
A great many would be my first response. But overall, there are many different aspects about blockchain that are very promising for food supply chain and solutions that even haven't been developed yet. FoodLogic is excited about the increased conversation around blockchain in terms of traceability and how data is stored. As industry influencers, we are actively involved in shaping the standards that will drive a blockchain solution in the food industry today. But before we can get to a blockchain solution or implement that, we really need to double down on the data standards of how things are traced today. We've built a platform focused on exactly that, helping suppliers, corporate brands, and other stakeholders throughout the supply chain get their data to each other using GS1 standards and many other methods to standardize the data so that it's highly transferable, which is an important aspect of this. Users are able to understand and have a clear visibility into events that happen in chronological order, providing a clear map of the supply chain. With blockchain, you are able to take that same data set and put it in a very trustless environment so that everyone can trust this organized, centralized ledger amongst themselves. But blockchain is not just about storing data a certain way. There are new advancements in blockchain that make it really interesting in other aspects of the industry. Primarily, there's this concept called smart contracts, where you can codify contracts so that transactions can happen right onto the blockchain. These concepts or these technological implementations allow you to build applications and different solutions also operating on the blockchain, which gives a certain value for how transactions are conducted, how people manage each other and work together. And it makes it really interesting from that perspective. A lot of it has to do with just imagination and what business case you're solving, what business problem you're solving, to make sure you're using the right technology solution. FoodLogic currently today is working with various industry associations and experts, including the Produce Marketing Association and GS1, to help define the data standards and requirements that would go into a blockchain solution. In the meantime, our platform has been designed in such a way that we can pivot and support the different technological innovations that can occur. Even if it beyond blockchain, it's supporting artificial intelligence or the next major tech evolution or solution. So, you know, back to your question, to answer your question specifically, as a technology pioneer with a legacy of success in enhanced traceability for the food industry, FoodLogic will be taking the lead on blockchain exploration within the food space. We're excited to share that FoodLogic, together with a select group of customers, recently announced the launch of a blockchain pilot. AgBiome Innovations, Subway, Testo, Tyson Foods, and others are partnering with FoodLogic to test the application of blockchain to raise transparency within their own supply chains. And during the project, which is set to kick off in Q3 of this year, the pilot group is going to research the opportunities and challenges of this emerging tech within the food industry specifically.
Now, Charles, the food industry currently has a huge challenge on their hands, and that's consumer confidence. In the light of all these outbreaks recently, specifically E. coli and romaine lettuce, and other food safety issues that have plagued the industry, do you think blockchain will play a role in regaining consumer trust and assuring them that the food they are eating is safe?
There are definitely ways that blockchain can help restore consumer confidence in the food industry. Part of the reason we still see preventable food safety disasters like the illness linked to the consumption of romaine lettuce is because it normally takes far too long to isolate product recall or contamination issues in the supply chain. Statistics show consumers expect a recall to be executed within 24 to 48 hours once a company is aware of a food safety issue. But in reality, it sometimes takes weeks to pull a product from a store shelf or to remove it from dining establishments. This is frequently due to communication issues, since everyone along the supply chain, the grower, supplier, packing and distribution centers, the corporate office, and the retailer or restaurant all must be notified, and a recall plan must be put in motion. When notifications take place via email or by phone call, those people responsible for pulling product may not have the information they need or may have received misinformation. This can result in lag of time, and potentially unsafe product can still get into the hands of consumers. Technology can definitely eliminate this problem by providing real-time notifications to everyone throughout the supply chain, effectively reducing the product withdrawal time from weeks to a matter of days, even hours. Consumers are watching for recalls and withdrawals, and they're willing to walk away from a brand that doesn't take food safety compliance seriously. Standards and regulations are becoming more strict, and the potential impact on a brand's reputation and bottom line are only getting bigger. When a company says its products is produced in a nut-free facility or that their beef is grass-fed, they'd better have the documentation to prove that their suppliers are being truthful. If consumers know a company's labeling is backed by a traceable, unchangeable blockchain system, trust will inevitably increase. And that's how you can see blockchain taking effect in that regard.
Sure.
To address these and other food safety issues, Foodlogic created a software solution that allows food companies to efficiently manage their suppliers, capture all the data needed for a transparent and FSMA-compliant supply chain, and stitch together critical tracking events to achieve real farm-to-fork traceability to quickly identify and address food safety issues.
You know, as we wrap up today, going back to you, Katie, if I am a food supplier or manufacturer, what should I be doing now to get ready for blockchain and to jump on this bandwagon?
That's a great question. Yes. So I really at the heart of blockchain readiness is really just getting your data together and in a standardized format. So all of the major announcements around blockchain solutions have been centered on the importance of data quality and data standardization. And that's true for whether you decide for your company or your organization that blockchain is a requirement for your traceability or your specific use case. As Charles referenced, the application of blockchain for smart contracts, and whether that's you wanted to use blockchain to help support your second party audits of your suppliers, for example, is another potential application. At the root of and at the most important center of that is to have all of your product data, all of your location data identified in a standardized format. And again, I can't emphasize that enough, that really it's regardless blockchain or not, but let's say if you're using blockchain, garbage in is going to be garbage out. And so if you don't take the time and the investment to really get all of that information together, I think you're going to go down a road and be sadly disappointed when you don't achieve that transparency and visibility that you expected to get from blockchain. So I think that would be number one across the board. I also think that working with a data provider or a solution provider that has, a way to get data in and out. So whether you're submitting that data in one central repository, obviously being with Foodlogic and talking about how Foodlogic Connect, our platform, can variety of ways that you can get your traceability data into our platform. And we would certainly be open and would love some additional partners in our pilot as we're implementing that. So I think that if you have navigated through your particular business use cases and you've identified that you really need you know, you need to raise the visibility in your supply chain, and you want to do that working, you know, with various departments across your organization, whether that's your QA team, your food safety team, your supply chain team, your IT team, that can get access to all of that great data that you need. And you want to work with a great solution provider that is ready to implement a great pilot using blockchain. FoodLogic is definitely the partner for you.
Well, I want to thank you both, Katie and Charles, for joining us on the podcast. Really fascinating conversation about blockchain. It's been great. Thank you.
Thanks, Barbara.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks again to Katie and Charles for joining us today and helping us to better understand the facts, fiction, and the future of blockchain. To learn more about blockchain and how FoodLogic is leading the way in implementing this technology along the global food supply chain, visit foodlogic.com/blockchain. That's FoodLogic, LOGIQ.com/blockchain. We also have more resources in the show notes. You can find those in the episode page in your player, as well as on the show notes page on our website at foodsafetymagazine.com/podcast/blockchain. The show notes will include a link to information about becoming involved in the FoodLogic blockchain pilot. We hope you enjoyed this special episode of Food Safety Matters. We'll talk to you soon.